Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, get some hockey talk in, some Astros talk in, we got some barbecue and poo talk in, although not at the exact same time, because that would be just weird and would ruin barbecue for everybody. And that's about
sanitary.
It.
Sanitary.
Yeah. We haven't talked much about the finals tonight, but I'll be honest, I don't think really. We're going to do this every day this week.
I didn't do it at all last week.
I'm not sure I believe that, but okay.
No belches last week, right, John?
I don't think so. It would have made stupid stuff.
I used to never belch. I don't know what happened.
Are you drinking energy drinks again?
I had one earlier today.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
And then, you know what? I had at lunch, I ordered water with my food, and they had one of those fancy Coke machines where you push the buttons to pick what you want.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find regular water. So I ended up with sparkling water.
Yeah.
Which I don't really like sparkling water that much.
So you're blaming it on the sparkling water.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what else to blame it on, so that's my...
That's your story.
That's my fall guy.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. I'll be honest. I think the finals end tonight. I can't imagine the Cavaliers shooting the way they did the other
night.
Pretty
awesome performance, though.
It was. It was incredible, and it was fun to watch. And that's what it takes to beat this team. So I can't see that happening again. And
it'll be tough to happen again.
But it was fun to watch. At least the first game of the series where I went, hey, this is kind of entertaining, because even the way they were going, you still felt like the Warriors were going to make a run. At least I did. You know, sooner or later, they're going to hit like two or three threes in a row. And
well, my whole Twitter feed was acting like the first half was fool's gold, and Warriors are still going to end up beating them in this game. But they just didn't stop hitting shots.
No, they never stopped hitting threes. And, you know, Love played well. And Irving, I mean, especially in the first half, those guys were just on fire.
Yeah.
And there was a Tristan Thompson sighting, which was important.
Yeah.
He actually showed up and played.
Not the whole game, but
when
for a couple minutes.
No, he had a stretch there where he was actually rebounding and playing,
yeah,
looking like he was. Of course, there wasn't many rebounds to get the way they were shooting.
No.
So, but I don't anticipate that happening again.
Weird officiating in that game. And, of course, the conspiracy theory was, the refs wanted the Cavs to win. They wanted a game five. I mean, you can think that to an extent, but like I said, the Cavs shot 60%.
Yeah, you can't fake that.
When you shoot 60% from the field, the refs can't impact that too much. You're just not missing.
Yeah, I don't think it was a very well-called game.
No, it wasn't.
There's no question.
And the weird situation where they call a bad technical on Draymond Green, which would have been his second, but then they decided that...
Oh, no, the first one was on Steve Kerr.
The first one was on Steve Kerr. And even though the official stats said it was on Draymond Green, they were like, oh, no. You guys must have misheard us 45 minutes to an hour ago. That one was on Steve Kerr. Very odd.
But, you know, we got another game out of it. I don't anticipate we'll see another one. Because I do think it would make the series kind of interesting if the Cavs were to somehow win, because then you go home and the pressure, the Warriors will be doing the whole, uh-oh, here we go again thing.
Yeah,
and then I think you could see this, but I just don't anticipate that. I can't see the Cavs playing at that level again. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Want to try a phone call? Let's try Jerome.
Sure.
Let's try Jerome. What's up, Jerome?
Hello?
You're on, man.
Hey, I wanted to ask Fred, because AJ probably don't know anything about Canadian football.
Right.
The Ottawa Red Blacks, I'm getting a plus 700 to go to the Grey Cup. I think that's pretty good value. And any other teams, do you think any good value?
Yeah, I honestly, most of the time I don't play Grey Cup numbers because there's only nine teams. So, you know, even you're 7-1 on a team that made it there and won it last year. That's pretty good. But, you know, if you like the Red Blacks, that's not a bad number. But, you know, to me, I think it's Calgary's to lose. And, you know, I haven't actually looked at the numbers because most of the time there's not good value in anything. 7-1 seems okay, but I just think, you know, that's something as the season goes on, when those numbers start adjusting, I'll start looking at it. Like if a team gets off to a bad start because their quarterback's hurt, but they're playing well otherwise and their number goes up, I might look at it then. But I haven't actually taken any look at all at the numbers yet, which maybe I'll do that on the next break. We shall see. 713-780-ESPN. John, did you do anything fun this weekend? I mean, no. AJ's off barbecuing. I'm playing poker.
No, not really. Didn't really do much.
You're getting old, man.
Yeah, I know.
Did you have some sex?
I'm not going to discuss that on air, but...
Really? You saving that for Beth? You saving yourself for
no.
Beth?
No.
How about I ask it like this? Did you make love?
No, I'm not going to discuss this on air. Did you?
Friday. For not Saturday or Sunday.
Because you were you had too much meat in you.
Saturday, I was in no position to be doing that.
Do you get the meat sweats?
Yeah. It felt Saturday night, I had the meat sweats, and it felt like it honestly felt like I'd just spent a night at the churrascaria, like where I eat a whole ton of meat at once, except it wasn't all at once. It was spread out. And that, you know, like being in the car didn't help, like because normally I can walk around. And,
were you driving?
Yeah, it was just me and my kid.
Oh, you didn't go with the wife?
No, she didn't want to go. She backed out at the last minute. She was like, this is ridiculous. It was 350 miles round trip. So she was like, no, I'm not doing that. I don't care. Which, you know, I guess makes sense if you're a normal human. But my kid was like, I still want to go. So I was like, all right, we're going.
I'm seeing plus 600 on Ottawa now that I'm looking at it. I don't mind that because the East is pretty weak, so they're probably going to come out of the East. And then all you have to do is pull
what off. About Hamilton?
Your Hamilton Tiger Cats also plus 600.
Okay. They're my pick.
Calgary's plus 230. There's absolutely zero value in that, but I think they're the best team.
Okay.
And Saskatchewan plus 600. No Vince Young, though.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Let's squeeze in Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hey, sports.
Sports,
hey,
sir.
How y'all doing? I've been talking, listening to y'all for about a couple of months. I'm coming from Virginia Beach, Virginia. I just want to get y'all take on Isaiah was saying that Steph Curry, you know, is getting a pass, you know, that he, you know, should be done stepped up. And Stephen A., you know, I hear one of y'all talking and says it should be KD and all that. I just wanted to get y'all take off there. Thank you.
I didn't actually hear what Stephen A. said. John,
I didn't either.
Did you understand that caller?
No.
I didn't understand that at all. That's a blame serious that on the phone. Virginia Beach accent,
yeah,
on
the phone.
What's Steph Curry getting? I heard that Steph Curry's getting a pass, but I don't know what for. Because he sucks in the playoffs? Is that why?
I guess. Thought he did pretty well this series.
Yeah, he's been pretty solid. But, I mean, I think people expect him to be sort of Superman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry, caller. I think we had a phone issue or something, but...
Yeah, if you could text that question, I'll be happy to answer it.
Okay. And I didn't. I don't listen to anything Stephen A. Smith says, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't either. Almost anything that starts off with, did you hear what Stephen A. Smith said? I probably didn't.
No.
Random question of the day. Which invention can you not live without? AC, cell phone, or DVR? You have to only pick one.
AC.
Yeah.
It's too vital.
Having spent a week without it, I mean, I can.
The truth is, in my life, I've lived without the other two. You know,
yeah.
I when I grew up, I didn't have a cell phone or a DVR, but I always had air conditioning.
Yeah, well, like I said, I went a week without it, so
it ain't fun. That's a hard life.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
What would you rather go a month without? Sex or air conditioning in the summer?
Which would I rather go a month without?
Like which would be easier for you?
Oh, sex.
Going a month without sex?
Yeah, I have a right hand.
Okay.
I can't.
No, like, no. I mean, no.
No nothing?
No, yeah, no ejaculation for 1 month.
I could handle that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you're at home and you wouldn't do that while you have no AC and it's like 100 something at
your house. Yeah, trust me.
The sex slows down when the AC's broken.
When mine was out, it was nothing. So. All right. What is that name on line three? John, can you help me?
Let me go ask the intern. It says Blosh on there.
Yeah, that can't be right.
Why not?
Because it can't really be Blosh. I mean, it could be Blosh.
It is.
Okay. All right,
I told you.
Well, Blosh it is. What's up?
It is Boosh. They always misspell it.
Ah, told you. What's up, Boosh?
Hey, man. Now that sports are over, I want to know if you guys are going to do like a drunken karaoke Friday. That's really like, I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping you guys are going to do that.
Jong, what do you think? Are we going to have drunk karaoke Friday again? Like old times?
We don't have to be drunk to do it.
Yeah,
it's only fun when it's drunk.
It's more fun when, especially when Jong starts getting drunk. Well, we can't do it this week because we're in Vegas. But the following week, we could do it.
I think we could.
Yeah.
Eric comes in on Mondays, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So he's here next Monday? Because he was here last week, all right?
No, he wasn't here last week. I think it was two weeks ago.
I don't know if he's supposed to be here today or not. I got to figure it out. I'll figure that out.
Yeah, I think he was here last week.
Okay.
I keep forgetting today's Monday. I'm totally confused now.
Yeah, it's throwing me off, too, a little bit.
I don't know why. I mean, it's normal week. But 713-780-3776. And, hey, guys. I almost did this again. I almost did this. My anniversary is tomorrow.
Congratulations.
I just realized it because Pro Flowers showed up. This is how you do this.
There you go.
Without forgetting, because that Pro Gifter service, this way you're never going to forget. It's going to look awesome all year. They allow you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries to 3 addresses up to a year in advance. So if you're like me, where you can't remember important days like that, well, how about this? They got you covered. They're going to send you 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for just $99. You're going to save time and money and up to $70 in savings.
Yeah, it's a great deal, and you're going to look like you put way more effort and thought into it than you really did. You're going to look like you spent more money than you did. Pro Flowers, they get you the best stuff because they're buying directly from the best growers. You know you're getting fresh flowers. They're backed by a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. And all flowers pass a 7-point quality check before they're shipped, so you know they're going to look good. I know you can think of an occasion you should send flowers for. Do it now. Don't wait. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers, set the delivery date, and you're done. It's that easy. Pro Flowers, proflowers.com.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Here on a Monday. Mont wants to know, are you guys going to discuss Rick Barry?
Rick Perry?
Barry. Rick Perry is...
We're not going to discuss Rick Perry for sure, right?
Yeah. Well, he's an attractive man.
I don't know. Do you want to talk about the fool and or a loser? Does that bother you?
Not really.
I don't care about that.
I can't really get worked up over it.
Yeah, I don't know there's much to say. I don't know that... I also wonder if sometimes that stuff's staged.
I think it is a lot of times, yeah.
Like, that's sort of the Jim Rome, Chrissy Evert type thing.
Yeah.
But.
Because why else would we mention Rick Barry in context of anything right now?
I don't know, but Rob Parker's a little troll.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, he's probably happy to get that kind of response. But.
If you want to talk about it, I have it.
Go ahead and play it. Go ahead.
I just don't understand why people want to criticize LeBron like they criticize him because he passed to Kyle Korver. I mean, come on, one of the best three-point shooters in the game, and you're playing team basketball. He's wide open for a three that could seal the game when you're going in against traffic. I mean, that's a great play, and then people criticize him for it.
But, Rick, come on, let's just be honest. LeBron, it wasn't just that. They lost a big game at home when they gave up the last 11 points. To end the game. So yes, when people look at that and say, why LeBron was scoring all game, had a chance to make a play at the basket, and instead passed. I think that's what people were looking at.
Didn't have a chance. He was going against defense. There's no guarantee he was going to make it. There's no guarantee he was going to get fouled. And he had one of the best three-point shooters in the damn game open, and he threw it to him. So please get off his case.
Thank you.
Come on, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
You got to stop.
You got to stop because you don't know the game. If you don't know the game, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Rick, I'm not. No. I've been covering basketball forever.
I don't care how long you've been covering it. You didn't play the game. And if you make that
Rick,
comment,
and
you
know what?
Game.
And Rick, you don't know radio, and you don't know journalism.
No, I know radio.
No, you
I've
don't.
Done radio for
no,
years.
You don't. You're a basketball player. You guys kill me. It's always the same thing. You didn't play basketball, so you don't know basketball.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly
that's ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous,
game,
Rick.
That's your excuse.
Respect,
you're going to go
no, respect
that
journalism
that
and respect that people.
You're a loser.
No,
forget it.
No, you are. You're a loser, Rick. Hang up on him. Thanks for calling.
So they didn't end up hanging up on him. The interview went on. The interview is about 7 minutes long. That was the beginning of the interview.
Yeah,
and Rick Barry went on to apologize.
Was this on
Fox Sports Radio?
Okay, so does this Rob Parker has a show besides being like the third wheel on the Skip and Shannon show?
Yeah,
he has his own show too.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. I mean, No, you're a loser.
You're a loser.
Hang up on him.
You never played the game. Oh, you know nothing about radio.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Rick Barry did a bunch of, he was a color analyst for a long time.
Well, you know what I would have said at that point? Then why'd you call me for a radio interview, dummy?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you looking for here?
Yeah, his co-host goes on to ask him to hang on to, you know, ask him questions, and Rob Parker ends up turning his mic off for a second and turns it back on, and they go at it for, you know, a couple more back and forth, and then Rick Barry kind of says, well, I said your comments about LeBron passing, that's what I was referring to you as a loser by, and then kind of apologized.
Yeah, he shouldn't have apologized.
No, well, I wouldn't keep doing the interview at that point.
Yeah, Rick Barry's a Hall of Famer. He shouldn't have to listen to nonsense. Rob Parker.
I every one of those Fox shows I've ever heard, it's just Screamer Dude.
Yeah.
It's like I used to flip around on Saturdays because there wasn't anything on, and it would always be guys yelling like that. That's just not for me.
I think Fox made the big mistake of they tried to and listen, I understand why they did it. The sports media has taken a turn to where people like these hot take shows, or they like the hot take guy. The problem is Fox like tried to build a whole network around just that, and you can't do it. Like, it gets old after a little while. You have to have some actual real news guys and real journalists. And I love Rob Parker trying to pretend like he's a real journalist. I've been covering the game for a long time, so I know everything about. Well, it's not really the same.
No,
he's right. I've been covering the NBA for a while. I don't know anything about basketball compared to Rick Barry. I've been covering the NFL for a long. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter when you're talking to guys who have played the game at the professional level.
No, yeah, at a Hall of Fame level too. They're going to have insight into it that you don't most of the time.
And but by the way, I think he made the right play on that. LeBron.
I do too. Someone asked me the other day, is Kyle Korver a top, because somebody said Kyle Korver's a top 15 all-time three-point shooter. He was like, is he really that good? he's probably top five. I mean, he's one of the best three-point shooters ever. And when you look at all the guys who have taken the most threes and like who have the highest percentages, the only guy who's taken who's like top 50 in three-point attempts, who's got a better percentage than him is Steph Curry in the history of the NBA. Yeah, it's not the worst call in the world kicking that out. But no one that's the way that's sort of the double-edged sword and it goes that way for every superstar. If John Paxson misses that shot, everyone's like, "What are you doing, Jordan?" You know, that's just the way it is. I mean, if you're the guy, if you make the pass and they make the shot, it was a brilliant play. If you make the same pass and they miss the shot, why didn't you take it yourself? What's wrong with you? You're scared.
Double Down says, when you're the guy in an argument that people have to Google afterward, you shouldn't call the other guy a loser.
Well, he's most known for calling RG3 a cornball brother.
That's the same guy. Okay.
Yeah, it's that guy.
That's the only reason I would know who he is.
My favorite thing is when Rick Barry calls him a loser and he says, "Nuh-uh, you're a loser. Hang up on him." If that's your argument, if that's your comeback to you're a loser, you might want to work on that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, so to be fair, Rick Barry probably knows more about basketball, but you've covered politics for a long time. Do you know more about politics than Rick Perry?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Rick Perry, now, am I a better human than Rick Perry? Probably.
Wouldn't take much. Aggie Lauren says, guy screaming on air versus guy wearing vibrating, you know what, on air. The choice is clear.
Right.
Do people really like hot take guys like that? I mean, I know why you... I think in spots, and I don't know, I'm going to try to put my listener hat on here. As a listener, I don't mind those guys as guests to come on and have a hot take occasionally. But the people really want whole shows of that?
Apparently.
I honestly don't know because it's not for me. But I'd be curious.
This was just brought to my attention. This is really great. There is a Twitter handle. Have you seen this? At Blitzed975.
I have not.
They have made one tweet.
Okay.
They're following 432 people, and they've gained 17 followers. Their headline says, "I am tired of the Blitz putting down listeners. Together for one day, if we do not listen, can put an end to it. Use hashtag blitzed by fans to get their attention." Sir, no offense, but it's put an end to it. If you're going to follow an A with a word that starts with a vowel, we use an additional N to separate that, not A into it. That doesn't work. But no, we don't put listeners down. What are you talking about?
Said, we put individuals down, yes.
Is the one tweet, it says, "Longtime listener, I have never called the show, but I am tired of how they talk to people. I'm tired of how to talk about Houston fans."
You're tired about how to talk about Houston fans?
Yes.
I'm tired of that too.
Yes. So...
409 says, "I bet that's Trey's mom."
It might be.
It probably is.
But I think she's called the show. Oh, that's so great. Well, sorry, Blitzed. But yes, you can put A into this by just not listening. It'd be okay with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Jong, should we make a change to the show to please that guy?
Just be nice. Yeah. Be nice to everybody from now on.
We can't be nice to
everybody. Even when they have the most ridiculous, silly, BS comments, we should just be nice to him. I think that's what he wants.
Maybe so.
He wants a trophy.
So what you're saying is we're supposed to treat dumb people the same way we treat smart people. That doesn't seem fair to smart people.
No, because we have, like I say, 95% of the listeners are great. That's who we... Darnell tweeting out, we must put a end to this. I don't know what to tell you. If you think we're being mean to listeners who maybe you agree with those listeners, and we're not for you. I mean, I think the reality is we want the most entertaining show for that 95%. That's the idea.
And it's just hard to...
And sometimes, you know, making fun of the 5% entertains the 95%.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just mean a-holes. So, no more piano cat might make it better. No, get out of here. We're not... That's just a
keyboard cat. He doesn't keyboard play a full-size piano. No, he's a cat.
He can't. There's no way. I mean, he's too small.
His wingspan is cat size, dummy.
My goodness.
It's a smallish keyboard. And it's definitely not an 88 key.
I want to know how he would even think he could play a piano.
I mean, give me a break. Why don't they call him Organ Cat? Like he's supposed to be pumping the pedals the whole time. He's a cat. The fact that he can play a keyboard is astounding.
Unfortunately, he was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, his second song was not great.
Yeah, I mean, we tried it. We gave it a shot. But, oh, well. All right, guys. Father's Day this week. This Sunday. Have you gotten a gift yet? Okay. Put your hands down because most of you are waiting until the last minute. So stop doing that. Go right now to Harry's.com. They got you covered. And no matter who you're buying for, you can save money with Harry's for a special offer for the Blitzers. Just use coupon code BLITZ at checkout. You're going to save $5 off your set. And the Father's Day set is awesome. I got one at home. It comes in a great gift box. It includes a black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, the moisturizing foaming shave gel, three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover. And they send it right to your door. And that giftable box is awesome. You don't have to wrap it. You don't have to do anything. You're going to give them a nice box. It's going to look great. And you could just send it right to them. And it's going to give the illusion that you put a lot of effort into it, even though you waited until today and you didn't do anything, except go to Harry's.com right now. And that way you can redeem that special offer just for the Blitzers. $5 off your purchase with promo code BLITZ. Don't wait. Father's Day is this Sunday and time is running out. Order today, HARRYS.com. That's HARRYS.com. Enter code BLITZ at checkout and get $5 off.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. They asked you to use the "and" when the word does not begin with a vowel, and then did she give you?
This is a really simple thing.
Yeah, if it has a vowel sound, you use an "and."
Yes, like it was an honorable attempt to make that Twitter page. I mean, that was an honorable effort, but it was ultimately a failed experiment, right? Not failed.
Are we going to give them a lesson on its versus it is?
No, we don't have time for that.
Affect and effect?
No, there's okay. No time for that.
Okay. Just checking. All right, well, I'm going to be just completely nice to everybody today, no matter how mean or stupid they are. Tennis Tony said, hey, you guys haven't mentioned Rafael Nadal making history, winning his 10th French Open. Unbreakable record.
Nope, we didn't mention that.
Sorry, Tony, we missed that one.
Sorry.
But you're right. Unbreakable record. That's amazing.
No, not true. That's breakable.
Okay, here's one for you from 713. You guys crack me up. At least once a day, I'll bring up a message to y'all in the text like about a message that is complaining about you. Another misspeller here. Your response is, we don't care. We are who we are, so don't listen. That's adorable how you don't care but constantly talk about it on your show. Stop whining about texters that don't like you and talk sports. Grow up, Peter Pan.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah, it's
talk
that guy.
Sports guy.
Yeah, again.
By the way, talk sports guy, I hate you. I hate everything about you.
I love him.
I don't. I think he's
No, you know what?
He's a loser.
No, he's a wonderful person that's just had problems in his life, AJ. Things haven't worked out the way he wanted.
Yeah.
He wanted to grow up and...
Like he was stuck being a loser.
Well, no. I'm sure there were some setbacks. It's not his fault. It really isn't. I'm sure he was a good kid who had all the right things going his way, and, you know, it didn't work out. And so now he has to sit here and complain about the show that he wished he could do. That's all. It's not his fault, man. We can't blame people for being who they are. For instance, would you be like, if Jong had no arms, would you be mad at him for not being able to swim?
No.
So, I mean, when a texter is not the brightest thing, are we going to get mad at him for that?
I guess it's not fair to do so.
Well, I know. Well, that's why I'm I need to be nice to everybody from now on and understand that they've just had horrible lives.
All right.
And they're in terrible situations. Not everybody's as lucky as we are. We got lucky to be here, AJ. We did. We're very fortunate.
All right.
So we shouldn't be mean to anybody. Let's see what Seth has to say. What's up, Seth?
Hello. What's going on, fellas?
Sports is going on, fella.
Hey. You know, I just wanted to address the clowns that are feeding you guys crap about how you down the listeners. I wanted to address the listeners and everybody. If they don't have their stuff together, they should expect to be hammered by you guys because that's what you guys do. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I appreciate y'all, what y'all do, and it's kind of a ease on the ride home. So you know, just to you listeners out there, have your stuff together when you call Fred and AJ. They will hammer you.
It's simple. It's just, I mean, do it for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you're going on a show with a bunch of listeners all over Southeast Texas. We want you to put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
832, you are so mean, it's and disgrace.
It really is and disgrace.
Well played, sir. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. Your number is 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. 832 asking how did I do at poker. I was like the last one before the final table, and you know when it's a free roll, there's like I got in.
So you're saying you bubbled again?
Yeah, well no, I bubbled the final table. I was like the last one out before we got the final table, but I basically got all in three times, and all three times I had the best hand and I got three callers. And it doesn't matter if you've got the best hand with three callers. I did win one of them, but yeah, so it was, but it was fun, man. I really enjoyed the people and I love the place. So can Jong dress up like Keyboard Cat during Karaoke Friday?
No, we're a radio show. You would do no good.
And this is radio.
We could Facebook Live it. You guys have to think broader here.
And there's no cat costume in our budget.
That's true.
We're on a shoestring budget here.
I'm not going to buy it.
No. Fred could because he's a rich.
Stop that. I don't consider myself rich. I'm just not broke. How's that? I can afford stuff. 713.
Can you afford a full-size cat costume?
Yes, I could.
Okay. Well, then maybe we'll get one.
Johnny says, look at Fred growing up emotionally. He's right. I need to grow up because I'm a 52-year-old man, AJ. And it's time to quit acting like a child.
No, it's not. I don't want to work with you if you're going to act like a 52-year-old man all the time.
I'm not going to be a grouchy 52-year-old man. I'm going to be, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be kind of like I am when I'm stoned, where I'm just completely zen, and I love everybody, and I'm really creative, and it's just the world's a wonderful place, man. And even the people that have problems, they're really, they just need help. They just need people to reach out and do things for them. That's all. That's it, man. I'll be stone Fred. I'll get in that mindset and stay there.
All right.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780. Getting so many really good misspelling stuff. That, yeah, it's funny because we'll bring up the goofballs, but I can't get to all of them because there's just too many, but some of them are just hilarious. 713, if you say dumbass stuff, you're going to get treated like an dumbass.
That's it's pretty much the way it works.
Oh. If you can afford HBO, you can afford the cat costume.
That's true.
Yeah, I see. Well, I wouldn't say rich, but we're doing okay. We're doing really well.
Hanging in there,
and I'm about to be doing a hell of a lot better.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, hopefully I'll be announcing something by the end of the week.
Oh, I can't wait for this announcement. Finally.
Yeah, because, well, when this thing goes through, we're going to have so much money to get in trouble with in Vegas.
Yes.
It probably won't be this trip. It won't happen by this trip.
It'll be the Canelo-Golovkin trip.
But the Canelo fight, we are going to...
Yes.
We're going to be VIP everywhere that week, man. All right, guys. Got to tell you, if there's a kid who wants to drop out, doesn't know what to do, you know who helps him? Houston Can Academy is a guy's school. You know, just got out. I know. And I know you're not thinking ahead yet that, because especially if you've got your kids home, you're like, oh boy, it's forever before they're back in school. But, guys, it's not that far away. And Houston Can Academy needs your help. They're going to be taking in a bunch of kids who have dropped out of other schools. They're going to give them a second chance. And so many of them are going to graduate. And it's all thanks to the donations that the Blitzers have stepped up and done. And I know that there's more out there. They can do this. And by donations, they just mean cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, you know, four-wheelers, anything. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It doesn't matter if it's running anymore. And, you know, you may have a house with a nice big field in the back, and maybe you had that tractor sitting out there and the weeds are growing up over it and you don't know what to do with it. Well, donate it. They're going to tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And your donation is tax deductible. If you donate today, guess what? $50 Visa gift card. How cool is that? So give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com, and make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, and write off the car, not the kid. You don't understand where I am and where I've been and where I'm
going. Where I'm going. You don't understand. This is the Blitz on ESPN. 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Nicest guys on earth. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And, all right, let's do we're going to stay nice here. I have one of the nicest Zadok Jewelers gems of the day ever.
Oh, great.
It's a nice Zadok Jewelers gem of the day. Here we go.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Who doesn't love a puppy?
I like puppies.
John, you like puppies?
Yes, sir.
I think even the 5% of the texters they probably don't like puppies.
They hate them.
But Gavel was trying to become a police dog in Australia. Unfortunately, he flunked out of Police Dog Academy.
It happens.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, sometimes it's because, well, some dogs aren't that smart. Some of them just don't get it. The reason he flunked out, he was too sociable.
Too friendly?
He was a friendly dog. And apparently Australian police dogs can't be friendly. He did not display the necessary aptitude for a life on the front line. So
what happens to him? Did they put him down?
See, no, that would be a sad story.
Oh.
Killing a puppy because he wasn't good enough to
be a
cop?
You're too friendly.
No, I told you this was going to be a friendly one. So he has been promoted, actually. He's
police chief now.
No, he's... and everyone's nicer.
He now decides which humans are acceptable for the force.
He's a vice regent at the Queensland mansion.
Okay.
Of the Queensland governor. So that's a pretty good job.
What's the job? What does that entail, being the vice regent?
Well, obviously if something happens to the regent, you have to take over. Vice regal, he says. He has outgrown four ceremonial coats, undergone a career change, and brought untold joy to the lives of the governor and thousands of Queenslanders who have since visited
the
estate.
So basically, that job means he's the governor's dog.
Yeah, he gets dressed up in governor clothes, and they walk him around.
Mm.
But he doesn't have to look for bombs or weed or any of those things.
Okay.
So things worked out for Gavel.
All right.
See, that's a very happy Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So yeah, here's your 775 guy again. Says, you're right, I guess I'm an idiot. You have now spent 30 solid minutes talking about nothing to do with sports, and you do a, quote, sports show.
This isn't a sports show!
I know, he says, you guys are getting paid for filling dead space. I need to find a different career doing it all wrong. Now
yeah.
It's clear, if you're in this business, and... that's what you think? Is you're supposed to do sports all the time? Yeah, you're in the wrong business, brother. It's not your fault, though.
I hate when people tell us we're supposed to be a sports show. We've never labeled ourselves as such.
That's
this
okay.
is barely a sports station, no,
see,
to be honest.
But you have to understand, AJ. Obviously, this is a guy that wants to do this job, and it's not working out for him. So that and you know what? It makes a lot of sense to blame the guys who are having success at it and look at what they're doing and say, oh, I can't believe that's successful, rather than look at yourself. That's understandable, man. You keep trying out there. We love you. Good luck.
You have a really good attitude about this today.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm going to be nice.
You're a new man.
9-6 asks, any of you guys watch Shameless? Top Dot. I've watched a couple episodes here and there, but I'm not really into pure comedy as much.
I haven't watched any of it.
Yeah. Even Archer, I didn't watch this time around. 4-9 says, fun fact, just got back from Australia and they use beagles as bomb sniffers at their airports.
But not friendly beagles.
Well, yeah.
They have to be ill-mannered beagles.
Oh, this Chris says, you apparently made Blitz 975 mad. He's made a page to boycott.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a wonderful idea.
Create
a page where all you have to do is turn the channel off. Let's create a page for that.
Is there a GoFundMe?
Probably not. Interesting.
He just tweeted 13 minutes ago, if you're listening to the show, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I think he meant like when we were making fun of him for not being literate.
You were making fun of him.
You're right. When I was making fun of him for not being literate.
I wish him all the best.
Where's this page so I can join it, so I can boycott?
Who creates a page to boycott something that you can just turn off? Yeah, okay, I'll be really...
Fred, you know who does that? I can answer that really, really simply. But you're trying to be nice, so you're not going to like it. But it's dummies.
Well, you've got a boycott page. It's very simple. It's called the off button.
Or you can push
in one of your other presets.
Yeah, there's a thing called a tuner on your radio where you can adjust it. You will pick up a different frequency, and there will be different content on those other frequencies. I'm not a radio master. But I do know that much. I'm not like an electrician, but I think that's how it works. You turn the dial Or some, now it's fancy. Some cars have push buttons that adjust the tuner. But either way, you will be able to change the channel.
Yeah.
I assure you.
Yeah.
And by the way, at Blitz975, we know you're listening now.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're doing a really horrible job at boycotting. It's horrible.
Darnell says, let's reverse troll and sell a put a end to this t-shirts.
Put a end to it.
Oh, 206. On the other hand, aren't you ESPN, a sports radio station?
No, this is a sports radio station. I suppose it is.
Yes.
But we are not, I would say we are not a sports radio show.
And I would just point out that
we're a variety show.
Exactly what sports are going on now. And we spent the full, our first full hour on sports, all available on podcastarena.com, yep. By the way.
We've talked sports.
The entire first hour was sports. And in a time where there's absolutely no sports going on. So, you know, that's and by the way, I always have to tell people this. You know what the E stands for in ESPN, right?
Entertainment. No.
That's what it stands for, AJ.
Exhilarating sports.
Erection?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe it's that. Maybe that's on Wednesdays at a certain time. All right. You know, I'm being nice to everybody today, and I'm going to be even nicer because I know a lot of you have waited till the last minute for Father's Day. And if you think your father doesn't want anything, you think your father's like, oh, I don't care. I don't need anything. They want something. They do. How about you send steaks right to their door? How about that? How about Omaha Steaks and this Father's Day for only $59.99? You get our limited-time Father's Day packages when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter Fred in the search bar to apply the savings. They have all kinds of great stuff there. You can order for yourself if you want while you're there. But how about this? A limited time offer just for the Blitzers, 68% off Omaha Steaks Father's Day packages. So here's what you can get. You can have a whole party with this. Your choice of either a huge 30-ounce T-bone or 4 6-ounce tender filet mignons. 4 all-beef Omaha Steaks ground beef sliders. 4 award-winning gumbo or gourmet jumbo franks. 4 potatoes au gratin. A 2-pound premium New York cheesecake. A jar of signature steak seasoning. Plus 4 additional ground beef sliders for free. That's 8 ground beef sliders. Again, get this limited time package for only $59.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type Fred in the search bar and add a Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type Fred in the search bar. Grab your dad and fire up the grill.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.